Don't cry for me, Argentina. Ugh. Or Uruguay, for that matter. While we're at it, Peru, Denmark, the Balkans, Germany, the Emerald Isle. Keep your damn tears to yourself, because I don't want them and I don't need them. I'm doing just fine out here on my own. I drive a Ford Expedition Eddie Bauer edition. I wear awesome pants. My wife loved Rick and Morty, and I haven't paid my taxes in 25 years. Ooh. Your tears are no good here, sweetie.
I'm Rice.
I'm Aroni.
And it's me, the San Francisco Treat. And we'd like to welcome you all to Stinkers, the oops, there goes my shirt up over my head. Oh, my. Oops, there goes my skirt dropping on my feet. Oh, my. Ooh, some kind of touch caressing my legs. Oh, my. Ooh, I'm turning red. Who could this be? That's right. This little old James Dwyer of podcasts, where we talk to our guests about their biggest stinkers, aka the worst decisions they've ever made.
Stinkers. Stinkers.
Stinkers.
Stinkers.
Stinkers.
Stinkers.
Stinkers.
Stinkers.
Stinkers. And today, we are super excited to welcome to the pod actor, comedian, writer, and all-around best guy, John Millhiser. John,
how do you do? Hello. How do you do? How are you?
You know, we do.
How do we do?
You know.
We do.
I think that we've crossed a new threshold by somebody writing my own name into the I just want to say that. There is something that feels a little bit fucked up coded to me about that. A little bit wrong style.
I'll take that into account. I will take that into account. You know,
yeah,
I
can't. If we're doing feedback, I'll give you some feedback. That's all.
Yeah.
Now, John, do you have any feedback for James on his read of that?
No, great cold read. Didn't seem cold at all. You weren't shaking. Felt like you're in a warm climate.
Yeah.
So I did a bad job.
Pretty much. Yeah.
It's okay. I'm gonna take some space for myself right now.
Okay, please.
Okay. I thought you were gonna maybe tell us about maybe another bad job you did this week, perhaps a little.
Oh
sicker.
Wait, I actually do have a bad job that I did this weekend.
Okay.
And not that kind of job. I was reacting to something I thought in my own head.
What was it? share it.
Blowjob, foot job.
Please, not here. Not
hand
like
job.
This is not.
Yeah, sex job.
Yeah, hand job, sex job.
Just general
or,
sex
oral
job.
Job.
Exactly.
Oral job. Yeah.
Photo job, you know, stuff like that.
Full job.
Like literally not that kind of job. But I went to a friend of mine was having a birthday party this weekend, and I went and it was a good time. We all acted stupid and had fun. And I decided to get a lift home, even though I lived pretty close to where this was. And the lift took 15 minutes to arrive, which kind of sucks late at night. Mm-hmm. But the big thing was I'm trying to figure out like, I was like, did I do something wrong? Like, why is everyone else's Lyft who's walking out here, they're calling it and it's arriving right away. They took forever to sign me a Lyft. And when the Lyft does get there, I feel like someone was fucking with me, because I get into this Lyft and this man had a week's worth of farts packed in that car. I was literally baking in that man's air. Like that is, yes, he's powering his own air fryer. I opened it and he asked me to close it because it was too cold. And so I'm just sitting there stewing in his juices. I'm sitting in there marinating in his sauce. And I am just, it was really, I felt like I had to like burn my clothes afterwards.
That's what took the 15 minutes.
Yeah. Well, he's like, I got to heat it up. I got to hot box this car first.
Preheat oven to 250.
Well, exactly. Yeah. If you put the, you know, the pizza in the oven early before it's preheated, guess what? It's not gonna be done right.
It's interesting when they ask you to do it at 250 too, as well. So sometimes that's the traditional.
Well, first of all, I usually cook everything at 250 for 5 hours.
Okay, that's awesome.
Do you have a problem with that?
Yeah, but we'll talk about it after.
All right, you know what? Save it for the stage.
Come see me
for stage.
Come see me after class. Yeah.
Why didn't you want to walk home?
Office hours. Well, it would have been like a 25-minute walk in the dark.
And you're afraid of the dark?
And I was drunk. You know, you hear stories about drunk guys falling in pools.
Don't go in people's backyards.
Oh, but come on.
You know, all those pools in Brooklyn. Yeah, there's a lot of backyard pools.
I know.
Could have fell.
Both of you, you're both New Jersey boys, right?
Yes.
John and James.
Yeah.
And Maggie, you're a California girl, which in some ways is like a New Jersey boy.
Well, and my mother was from New Jersey, so please.
Exactly. I'm saying that's coming across in your performance. It's coming across in your performance. But did you guys have a thing growing up where, I
already know this is not a Jersey thing. I can't wait for you to say
this. This is going to be another thing that's just like, it's more indicative of Caroline's specific mental illness.
No, this is
you
normal.
You know how you all picked your family's noses and then collected the goobers and said, family nugget.
This is actually so normal that I shouldn't even brought it up, because I think it is a universal experience of just during the summer, you would go like pool hopping and you'd try to crash people's pools and like jump in them that you didn't know.
Yeah, that people weren't home. Yeah.
In New Jersey. Yeah.
Yeah, you climb over a fence. Yeah. And then some people would take it too far and like take potted plants from the people's back porch and throw it in the pool. We're like, well, now that's fucked up. Like, now there's dirt in the pool.
Yeah.
So.
But there's an innocence. There's a real like innocence to just jumping in a pool.
Yeah.
But once you start doing
vandalism,
But I feel like I don't think I ever joined that group that was doing that. Maybe
Do you feel that that was a choice on your part, or that maybe were you not invited by that?
Did you,
Maggie? Thank you so.
Were you disappointed?
Oh my god!
Were you disappointed in your friend group that they didn't choose to do that? And you,
thank you so much. These are all such good questions. As I said to you all so many times, I actually was the most popular girl in high school.
The most popular girl with the thickest back brace in high school.
Exactly.
Everyone knows the thickest back brace in school gains. That is who becomes most popular.
They invited you, but they were also concerned you'd sink to the bottom of the pool.
Well, thank you. And it was actually the opposite, is they would invite me when no one had time to bring like a floaty. So if I was it would be kind of a built-in flotation device.
So you would have several people holding on to your body
And they'd always say, please not face up, face down.
Yeah, face down, see how long you can hold it.
Yeah. They'll give you like a big thick boba tea straw and say, just breathe through that.
Yeah, and that's actually where boba tea comes from. It was invented in a pool in New Jersey. And for that purpose, exactly. And that's actually, I've gotten what I wanted to get out of me bringing that up. You know what I mean? I feel satisfied with that.
Okay, good.
So I just want to thank you and honor everyone here.
Oh, cool. Thank you for your honor.
Caroline.
And, you know, while I have... Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Did you ever go garage hopping?
No, but we used to climb buildings.
Oh, parkour.
Parkour. Wait, what is garage hopping real? Or is this just another way to shame me? I'm open to both.
A little bit of both, but it's when you drive around. Basically, you're in high school looking for beer. So you're driving around looking for open garages, and then you check to see if there's a fridge in there. And then you like run out, open the fridge, grab the beer, and run back in the car.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that is so smart. But I connect with the fridge in the garage part of that story.
You see yourself as the fridge.
That's the part of the story that you relate to.
Oh my God, I would love to talk to that fridge for a few hours.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think this kind of naturally really bleeds into my stinker that I'm going to share.
Yeah, I would say it's a bleeding of sorts. Yeah.
And I want it to be as 11. Natural as possible. So
I know everyone is so obsessed with the big naturals. Yeah. Big flow, big naturals is I, you know, as some of you here may know, have just chosen to absolutely go raw dog off my, mental illness medication, which is something I do every...
This is the most distressing element of our podcast.
Yes, every couple of years.
Continued update. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, this is, it's a cycle. So every 2 years I just go, you know what? I think I actually don't need this anymore. I'm actually fine. But then I realize how not fine I kind of am without it. And I will say the just like... aggressive nature with which I felt mentally ill has just been so powerful, I will say, this past like week or so. And it's really coming out in terms of like my dyslexia, which I think normally I can have a little bit of a handle on in terms of like spell checking and stuff like that. But I am like I even for the email I sent to John and you guys about this, instead of it being stinkers, I had written stink rays, which is fine, but it's like that's happening everything in everything I do. You know what I mean? That kind of little light dyslexia is how my mind is working now. Things are getting switched. I'm tired. So all is that to say, I feel crazy. Yeah. And I'm just happy to be here.
It is interesting to be like, yeah, my mental illness is really popping off, as you can tell, because I'm dyslexic. My mental illness is really popping off. You guys can probably tell because of my dyslexia. Right?
I mean, it's made worse by it. Yeah, I can't control. I have no like awareness of like my external world, kind of. And like I had to teach this first level of a class yesterday, and that was another kind of example of how I felt like I was not the one in control. You know what I mean? And I'm still not.
Yeah.
And that's in many ways on God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're in a Jesus take the wheel state of mind.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's kind of my update.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you noticing the sort of just palpable silence?
No, I actually heard so much laughter just then, which was interesting. I wonder if that's another side effect of it.
What do you think the plan is? Do you want to get back on some of it, you think? Or...
No, I think this is the best I can be functioning, and I think I'm going to be like this for the rest of my life.
I do think that at this point, this update makes I sort of leave my body when we get to this point because I want my girl on some SSRIs. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Mommy wants to give the medicine.
I want to give her the medicine.
Mother shows her love through medicine.
Yeah, suck at mommy's teat. It's full of Benadryl.
Right. Benadryl? Wait, yeah, that is my SSRI.
Yeah, if you can't get SSRIs, at least get on Benadryl.
I do Benadryl every day.
I piss literally liquid Lexapro. So.
Oh my God.
If you're into piss kink.
See, this is why I think I am like, I you almost got me to be like, wait, maybe I do go back on it. And then I just listen to you two talk for a little bit. And I go, well, if that's what the drugs do.
That's not what the drugs do.
No.
That is what, you know what does that? Imagination, brilliance, and confidence.
And most importantly, God.
Our God is
an awesome mighty God. We raise him up.
He's literally huge. He's a big old guy. Our God is an awesome God. Wow.
You take away the sins
of the world.
Grant
us peace.
Have mercy.
Yeah, ain't nothing but a Jesus Christ, our Savior.
So Just for time wise, I'm gonna. So, I'll say
time wise it.
For time wise, I'll say my stinker was definitely that. Scheduling wise, I got acupuncture right before this, and I do feel it's main. It's created a space in which I am too vulnerable in the presence of James and Caroline, who I do believe are two of the great emotional terrorists of our time.
Why
do you hold my hand?
No, I don't want, and that's what I'm saying is like, I'm not open to your hand, but I'm here and present with you. See, do you see how your hand is doing that funny stuff?
It feels safe to me.
Yeah. So I'm like, I feel like this has been a stinker before, but I am, almost too chill dog for the pod, but I am going to pick up, and that's why I'm drinking cold brew. And, that's my vibe.
What does acupuncture do to you when you're there? Like,
yeah.
What does acupuncture do to you when you're lying there?
Well, I'll tell you.
And you have
today,
the toe spreaders in?
And I have my toe spreaders in, much like right now. Mm-hmm. And I am, as they say, flayed. The toes are, I'm flayed open. And today, it's the brag first day of my period. So there was a lot of, I had a little headache. We were doing uterine work. Thank you.
Uterine work.
Uterine work. Yeah, we were working in utero. We were working in utero.
Holding space for the uterus.
Holding space for uteri. And that is a blessing. And I feel
a curse.
I got acupuncture once, and I, as a bit, every time they put a needle in me, I'd be like, "Oh God!"
Well, here's the thing. I almost added this to the description when we were introing you, but John, you are the greatest physical comedian of our time. I believe that you are, it must be acknowledged that no one does a physical bit better than you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I appreciate that. Yep. Love that. I'll take it. Yeah. I love it. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Caroline or James? Good. Yeah, I'm done with I was saying.
Caroline. Let the bird fly out of its nest on its own. But that you really did set yourself up for a perfect segue, I would say, into segueing over to asking our guest about his stinker.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Would you like to do it? Because I don't know
the segue. Is you just saying segue again, but as a segue, like, device?
I'm pretty confused.
James, you just did a perfect segue. I don't want to take the segue out of your mouth, but you did a perfect example. So I'll do the real stuff. So speaking of segues, we have on the pod with us today, John Millhiser. And John, we've asked you to come and prepare an absolute stinker.
We've made a request of you.
We made a kind of request, and we were clear about the request, and hopefully you didn't misbehave and ignore our request. But what's your stinker?
Oh, was that in the email? I didn't read it.
John, I'm so fucking pissed off.
Yeah.
I'm just freaking peeved right now.
Yeah. I read it. I read the email.
Yeah.
I did the assignment. I've got a stinker that kind of is a, I felt it would be better in a two-parter because it's actually two mini stinkers that I can.
That come together. That
A little bit.
Join up.
Kind of show that I never learned my lesson from the first stink.
Oh, okay.
Well, so I just begin?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Take us there. Where are we?
All right, great. I'm off book, by the way.
Awesome.
Wow. You don't need to be, but we will. We like that.
Great.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, here are my hands. Great. Physical comedy is great for a podcast. Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I, many, many years ago, New York City, I, was single at the time, didn't know who I wanted to date. Like I came out, I was dating, and I met this guy. It was before, you know, Tinder, Bumble, or whatever, all that stuff, Grindr. And I met this guy who also did sketch comedy. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is the one. Like, we're a perfect couple. We're going to, like, be the sketch, the gay sketch comedy couple.
Oh my God.
And we went on a date. I didn't expect the first date to go that well, and it went really well. And then the second date went well. And then the third date, you know, I got to see his place. And then I come into work on Monday, and I tell my coworker, I'm like, oh my gosh, I met the one. And then, but I kind of, you know, was just playing along with that. But then I was like, I'm going to give him a gift. And I think, I don't remember the exact gift, but I'll say it was like a snow globe or something. But it was something that we talked about. So I got him a snow globe. And at work, our boss wasn't there. So I spent the entire day doing this gift bit that I'm about to explain. But I wrapped it up in paper in a box. And then I wrapped that gift in a bigger box. And then I wrapped it up in wrapping paper with a bow. And then I put that box in a bigger box. And then I taped it with like packing tape. And then wrapped it and put it. I spent like 4 hours like putting in bigger boxes, bigger boxes at work, not doing my job. And I think it's hysterical. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my God, he'll get it. And, you know, up until this point, we're texting all the time. And so then I get on the train with this huge gift and I go to his place in Brooklyn. I'm all the way in Harlem. And I go to his place in Brooklyn and I drop it off at his doorstep. And then I wrote, you got a delivery. And he goes, oh. And then I sneak back to work and I'm constantly checking my phone to see if he's texting or anything. I get back to work. I don't hear anything. And then I never hear anything ever again from him.
What?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Like all the dialogue between us stopped. I was like, oh, he hated this bit of unwrapping something and seeing that like it must.
Wait. That is psychotic.
To not respond at all.
Not to respond at all. I didn't even know. I don't know if he even got down to the, like the snow globe or anything, but I was like, oof, I just biffed this. I thought it was going to be a funny bit and then ended up.
That is
destroying us.
I hate this person. I hate them so much.
That's madness. I can't imagine never saying anything. Well, even if I was confused by the gift, I might go, okay. Like that's, I can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or yeah. Okay. Okay. So did you ever follow up on the gift or were you just waiting?
I never followed up.
Maybe
I did send like one like so, but I still never heard anything. Yeah. That's what I remember. This is also a very long time ago.
Okay.
And
yeah,
I maybe a few months went past and I think I saw him at a sketch show, never brought it up. And we're still like, I've spoken to him since like, yeah, in LA. And so, but
well,
I've never brought
it
up to him.
So ridiculous. Wow. When someone who you know you're going to see again behaves that way, what's going on? You know?
Yeah, just say, no, thank you. Like anything, say anything.
Yeah.
No, thank you. But
that would also, I mean, that'd be devastating too.
No, thank you.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Oh, thanks for the thought. No, thank you.
But there's no hard feelings at all.
Wild.
But,
no.
Yeah.
But that's
okay.
Wild.
Okay.
And then, so then cut to like a few years ago, I'll say it was, it might be like 6 years ago. But in LA, I started dating a great guy. And he trusted me enough. He's like, all right, we're in our relationship where I'm going to give you a key to my apartment. And I'm like, I will take that. And then, so one day he's at work and I was like, I'm going to do a little John surprise because this always is a success. So I buy a bunch of LaCroix and I fill up his fridge with LaCroix. And then I got him a Goofy doll that I got him one birthday before we went to Disneyland. And so I got the Goofy doll out of his closet and placed it on his bed. So it was like facing the front door when he would walk in. And then he later when he gets home from work, he's like, were you in my apartment? And I was like playing. I was like, what? No, I have no idea what you're talking about. And then I'm just sitting there by myself, giggling on my couch, being like, oh my God.
And he's like gripped with fear.
He's gripped with fear. He's calling his sister. He's calling his mom. He's like banging on the neighbor's doors, being like, did you see anybody? Like, he thought somebody was inside of his apartment. Like, he left his apartment. He walked in and saw Goofy sitting there on his bed staring at him. He's like, what the fuck? He goes to his refrigerator and sees this packed liquor. He's like, what the fuck? Like, he had no idea. He was about to call the police. And then he like calls me back. Are you sure? Like, what the, John, you have to tell me. I was like, yeah. He's like, and then he was like, you did? Why didn't you tell me? And he was like freaking out, super scared. And I'm like, I'm sorry. And I was like, I gotta stop doing these bits. These aren't working. But he didn't leave me. Still together with him. So.
Okay.
It was still early enough in the relationship. He's like, what the fuck is with this guy? But yeah.
Yeah. I was gonna say, I do feel like it's kind of a like, but the right one will will persevere.
It was a big deal though. It was like,
yeah.
Well, because he freaked out and then started calling people and knocking on doors.
Yeah.
Also, it's like,
someone broke in and filled my fridge with LaCroix. The cops are on their way.
Yeah.
Like that for someone, I just think that's so funny for someone's first reaction to be like a goof because of a Goofy doll. Like, this is a very targeted psychopath who's coming after him, right? Like, it's not like a stealing shit, moving thing around. It's like, there's a Goofy thing on my bed.
Yeah, like it's a goof.
I'm fucking calling 911.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe he had like an adult Disney stalker or something in his past. So you never know.
I always think the bits that I do are fun, but then people are like, I don't know, John. Like, if I see a girl that I know at like the supermarket, I've done it before to someone, and I go, give me your purse. And they're like, I'm like, it's just me.
Give me a purse. I have a gun. You're dying today.
Telling someone you're dying today before do. Yeah, I think that's funny.
Yeah. And, oh, yeah. That would make me laugh so hard. I would get initially scared, and then I would laugh so hard.
But also, I feel like that's probably, like, we all share a sensibility that I do understand we're in the minority.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I think I would say sensibility is a good way to describe it, because it's sensible, you know?
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah,
like,
sorry.
Like, sense and sensibility.
There's a bit of a sense and sensibility to this behavior that I think we can all appreciate.
Well, the sensibility makes sense.
Yes.
Ability.
The ability to have the sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I just have to say, I'm very angry. I understand we've moved past it, and there's forgive and forget it at play. But that first guy,
yeah, it is.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, it's at play. I hate that first guy. That's ghosting on a level.
Yeah, that's
like,
that's a pretty tough ghost right there. That's like hurtful.
Well, that's some like,
Caroline, you've done this before and you want to speak to it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say it's happened to me a couple times where someone gave me a multi-layered wrapped snow globe. But I think that the problem here is this man has no curiosity. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's just so wild. Like, it's so wild to get.
Yeah, why would you not be like?
Yeah, wouldn't you be like, oh, what is in the box? Like, even if I came to the end of it, it was like a freshly wrapped shit, let's say, from James or something. You're right. You are normal. I didn't mean to say something like that. So, say it's from James and it's just like a wet bag of piss in there.
You.
And I, you know, you want to get to the bottom of it. So that's like one of those things where it's like, what if you fell in love with this man and then like 2 years into the relationship, you do the multi-layered wrapped snow globe and then you find out this person has no curiosity. Mm-hmm. That's a sad story if you ever thought about it like that.
So at least you found out early.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Good riddance.
Caroline, I have a gift for you at your door.
I know it's piss because it's soaked through all the layers. It's soaked through all the layers, James.
Oh.
You can't keep doing this.
No, it could be different.
No.
Well, John, what about now? Like, do you still do, like, I know before we were on air, we were talking about your elaborate bathroom. Like, in your, is your language of gift giving still, like, elaborate kind of pranks?
I guess not. I mean I'm crafty with gifts.
That's
like
a good read, Caroline.
I kind of like make gifts for like my nieces and nephews type of thing. Like I hate just buying something and giving them like a video game. So I think putting a little bit of comedy in a gift is always fun.
Hmm. Yeah. I feel like I think having a partner that you can, that there is, excuse me, space.
For
do you want to take time to burp real quick?
Okay? You can. It's safe to do that on here.
Yeah, you still have a needle in your
I'd
throat.
Love to create a safe space.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry. She did internal acupuncture today.
She was a uterine style. Yeah.
Uterine. My neck uterus. She went through my neck uterus.
Well, your neck uterus. Throat. Yes.
Yeah, my throat. She said, yeah, I'm the throat goat. Anyway, I think having a partner you can do a bit gift with is really important. We have a friend that fully lied for several weeks to their partner about taking them to a Broadway show. Their first Broadway show, when in actuality, she had bought tickets to a Mason Ramsey concert, and Mason Ramsey is the yodeler child.
Yeah.
And it went over, and she was like, I'm terrified that this is gonna actually go badly in a they're gonna be actually pissed way, but it was like the best, and I think that's good, you know.
Yes. Yeah,
that's a wild one, though. I will say, I mean, that's you have to know that's gonna go well to even try something like that and commit to it that long.
Even
if you start to lose out your confidence towards the end, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Also, it was like first Broadway show ever. It's
Caroline,
a good
are you
set.
Okay? You look like you dissociated. You are like staring at the ceiling. Like you have been doing it for a minute.
I'm staring at the top of a church across from me, okay? Because I'm trying to be connected with God throughout
the
whole
you're
fucking
seeking
experience.
God. Yeah.
Yeah, I really am seeking
Seek
God.
God. Seek God, okay?
Yeah, I really am. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
I keep trying to make riff on something or make jokes, and I can't do it. You know what I mean? And I think I just want to say that is, in a way, the best gift I could give any of the three of you here.
That's a
in a way
gift of the Magi.
Yeah.
In a way.
Bit of a Magi.
Wow. I do think that what you just did is the fullest presentation of going off your medicine.
Yes,
I've ever seen.
I remember.
You look so insane. Also,
Caroline, we have a guest here.
And you were remember just sitting there silent, like staring, like up at the ceiling.
Okay, but I remember what
and
I
you
was
would sort
to
of move your mouth like you were going to speak, but not really.
Yes. I remember, but I remember also now what I was.
What do you remember?
I'm trying to tell you, lady. Damn.
Who's this?
I was thinking John's story about going into your boyfriend's apartment and putting that stuff. I was like, I tried to do this once, but I am dirty and not as creative or I think like good with gift giving as you are. So I went into this person's apartment when they were out of town for a couple weeks, and I was like, okay, this is gonna be really, this is a sweet little surprise. And
a little sweetie.
A little sweetie.
You bought them milk. You put milk in their fridge.
Yeah, I just put milk on their bed. Well, they had a their oven wasn't working, and hadn't been working, and I guess it will never work, even though whatever, that's not the point of the story. And so I have an air fryer that I don't really use. And the reason why I don't really use it is because I just got tired of cleaning it. Yeah, so I would just like cook a lot of shit in it, and it just got so greasy and like smelly and nasty. And I thought, wouldn't it be a nice surprise to give this air fryer to this person? But I forgot to clean it. You know what I mean?
Oh! Let me give you my dirty dishes.
Yes. And I didn't have like a card or whatever, so I just like ripped off a piece of like loose leaf paper or paper from a notebook, and in like a pen wrote "Look in your kitchen," and yikes. Put the dirty air fryer in there. Put the dirty air fryer in there.
And that is a threat.
Yeah. I would have felt less scared if there was a gun inside that air fryer.
Yeah, and maybe I should have done that.
This dirty ass air fryer.
But what I'm trying to say is, and apparently the apartment smelled really bad because it had been in there for a couple days and it wasn't like aired out or whatever. So I'm trying to say that I wish I had heard this story before I did that. You know what I mean? Because then I would have done a better job of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, maybe I'd throw some seltzers in there.
Yeah. Maybe you throw some like some raw meat in there so that it's ready to go when it gets back.
Little built-in meal.
Yeah, sort of ready to go meal. You want the meal to get up to room temp for a few days before you eat it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, medically, that's kind of what they're asking for these days.
Well, I always when I eat, it's for medical reasons.
Disgusting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just disgusting.
Wait, I love Maggie just not even able to entertain this at all. Just disgusting. You guys have no respect. You know that? You're nasty people. You're nasty. Yeah. What you do is wrong.
You're nasty. I think you're disgusting, and I don't want anything to do with you, okay?
Wow. Well, message received, Maggie. I guess I won't be breaking into your apartment anytime soon. And don't say I didn't offer.
This also made me think of something else I did around that time that ended up working a little bit. It was the day of MySpace, and I saw this improviser, and I was friends with his friend. So I was like, hey, ask this person about what they think about me, and like tell them to check my MySpace page. And so before I said that, I changed my whole MySpace page to all pictures of him. And
oh my god.
So like I grabbed it from his MySpace and put it as pictures of me. So my profile picture was his picture, and like I took all my pictures down and just put pictures of him and just posted comments like just thinking about this person. Anyway, he saw it.
Oh my god.
And he's like, Marcy,
John,
what's this?
That's incredible. That is incredible.
But he knew it was a joke.
That's the thing. That's a perfect bit to me. That's like, I want every day something like that in my life, you know? That's the stuff that keeps me believing life is worth living.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's interesting.
Oh, interesting.
It's kind of upsetting to hear in that.
The way it was phrased, but yeah, really didn't feel good.
No, I'm just saying that when I don't, that when a bit like that doesn't exist, I no longer feel life is worth living. So that's all I was saying.
Yeah, get it out.
Yeah. I understood it. Yeah. Anything else?
Yeah. I guess I would just say that like it often feels like I'd be better off dead when when I don't have someone presenting a very thought out, well done, elaborate bit on a daily basis.
Damn.
I did.
Well, thank you for your honesty. Holy shit.
Yeah. Holy but shit. The good
Holy
news
fuck. Thank you, Maggie.
The good news is
Maggie,
I'm
that is so
on
Thank you, Maggie.
Yeah. I was just gonna say it's good that I'm on my daily Benadryl, because I can keep those thoughts at bay.
Yeah.
Oh, I ran out of Benadryl recently. I had to switch to Dimetapp.
Wait. Everyone's doing Benadryl? Should I get Benadryl?
Yeah.
We're doing Benny shots.
Yeah.
Spring break.
Okay. Speaking of spring break and Benny shots,
mm-hmm.
Oh, speaking of.
You know what happens on spring break a lot?
People flash their breasts.
Sometimes they used to, back in the good old days. Now they Winnie the Pooh it. They only flash bottom half. It's all Jenny's. Jenny's and buttholes. 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 Jenny's and buttholes.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And yeah. I'm the one who's acting bad?
No. Well, James is... That's not fair. That's like, you know, James is constantly acting bad. But one thing that happened on spring break, along with Jenny's and buttholes, is hookup culture. And hookup culture, side by side. Yeah. John, do you know the TV show The Dating Game?
Yeah. I know the idea. I know there's been different versions, like in the 60s, 70s.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, but you haven't watched every episode?
Yeah, I have. Sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay, so yeah, you have.
Good.
So this is basically, you are going to be a really lucky bachelor, and you're going to meet three blind behind a wall, three awesome people.
They might have vision though. We don't know yet.
They're all blind.
You said that. You said you're going to meet blind. Three blind.
Yeah, you won't see us.
I meant that there would be a wall, so you wouldn't be able to see us. Not that there would be three blind contestants coming.
If there
on
was,
the
that would be
unless
fine.
Unless there are. I just want to say, save space if they are all three blind.
I just want to say that's directly the opposite of what you texted me earlier today, but okay.
Yeah. You texted me some really fucked up shit earlier.
Yeah, about blind people.
Okay, yeah. Well.
Okay, whatever.
That's whatever, bestie.
Okay.
Me and Caroline each screenshotted what we received from you at the same time and sent it to each other at the same time.
Okay, well then why don't you prove it? What did I say?
We can't.
What's that? I'm not trying to get into myself.
Okay. So that's the deal. And we'll each introduce ourselves. Then you can ask us questions. And then you can decide who you would love to do an elaborate prank with for love.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Okay.
And there's no host. We'll sort of just.
There's no host? Into it.
Nope.
There's theme music. There's theme music, right?
Oh, yeah. The production is off the charts. Yeah, on post.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sometimes we get an AI host because we're really into AI. We think it's good for creation and for art. No, that was actually a bit of a bit.
Oh.
Okay. Well, hello. Hi. Who am I speaking with again?
This John.
Oh, sorry. Yes, John. I'm sorry. I forget these things very easily because I have a bad memory. And also, this doesn't have to do with anything, but I am blind. I love to paint. I love to drive. I love to cook. I love to just get touch stuff with my like clay. I like to mold clay. And my name is Hole, and for a day job I actually run a very successful Etsy shop, so I'm looking forward to talking to you, getting to know you.
Well, hi Hole. I hope to see Hole soon.
And I'll just say, for me it's always a guarantee to see some Hole. Thank you.
And who we got next?
Hi. Oh, it's me.
Oh.
I guess I'm next.
I guess so.
My name. Yeah. Hope I'm not scared. My name is.
You could be
Bucket.
A little scared.
Okay. Good. Glad to know I could be scared around you because I'm actually scared 24/7. This is the first time I've left my home in 19 years. Usually I stay on the ground floor of my home because the upstairs is scary. Because what if I fall down? Mm-hmm. During the day, I work remotely as a Best Buy salesman. a cashier to be specifics. I'm a remote Best Buy cashier. They have a Barnes & Noble Nook hooked up to a stick in front of the cashier stand. Okay. And I zoom in on that. And so that's how I cashier, basically. And then I have a guy who's my friend. He pushes the buttons for me in person, and I call him, and he does it. For what would I like to be when I grow up?
I didn't ask.
For what would I like to be when I grow up? I'm hoping that one day when I get older, I basically, when I grow up, I want to be a Tyrannosaurus Rex. Thank you.
Oh. And your name's Bucket?
Bucket is my name. Ooh. Legally.
Oh. Is that custodian?
What's that?
Is that custodian?
Is that, what's that?
Is Bucket, is that, what's, where's it come, what its background? Is that where's custodian?
Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from? Bucket Eye Joe. Historically my family I come from a family of mops. And so they were just so happy to finally have a bucket. And so they named me Bucket. But I am a human, just to be clear. Oh, and I did mean to mention this. It's not a big deal. I am blind. Thank you.
Okay. Well, nice to meet you, Bucket.
Okay. Hi. Hey, 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 slut.
How'd you know?
Actually, it's funny you say that because of my sense of smell. I have a extremely heightened, 500% heightened sense of smell since I was baby. My sense of smell has been better than everyone else around me. And I am one of the foremost leaders in teaching doctors, helping them understand.
Get that out of here.
Delicious. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you're an Aquarius. You're an Aquarius.
Well. Yes. Yes.
I can smell. That's wow. Amazing.
Somebody had beef jerky for dinner.
Guilty.
Oh, okay.
You'll get some beef jerky, hopefully.
Oh, you'll jerky. I'm so scared.
You'll jerky my beef.
Oh,
a little pickled penis is what you mean.
It seems like we're all having a nice, fun, and flirty time. And I just want to say I'm open to that. I'm open to polycules. I'm learning so much about you from your flatulence. I didn't know you were a child of divorce, but I want to say my heart goes out to you.
I appreciate that.
And my name is Bauhaus. So that's me. And so I'd love to have some questions now.
Bauhaus. All right. Nice to meet you, Bauhaus. Hi. Okay. Mm-hmm. Contestant number one, whole. If you were to cook me dinner, where would we eat it?
Thank you so much. I knew you were going to ask this question. I don't know why. I just could tell. We would eat dinner in my backyard, which is filled with stones. And I would allow you to choose your favorite kind of stone. Just say now. Don't think too much. What's your favorite shape in general?
Round.
Oh my God, that is such a coincidence because I have so many round stones in my backyard.
They're
so
hard
that
to find.
Is where we would. Oh my God, thank you so much. I agree. And so, we would be.
What else is hard to find?
My hole.
My hole.
So. Oh my God. For me, it won't be hard because I have a heightened sense of taste and touch. So you'll be surprised at how helpful that is in helping me find spaces that are void of anything, which is what holes are, if you think about it. So that's where we'd be eating. Thank you so much. And I respect that. Thank you so much for the question.
Thank you. Contestant number two. If we were going to go on a walk on the beach, What weather would you want?
Well, if we went on, that's a great question. If we went on a date at the beach, first of all, that would be a big day for me, because today is a big day for me, because I don't usually leave my home. I do most of my walking in the root cellar. We have a root cellar. It's a very old home where I live, and the root cellar is where I do my walking, because we don't have roots there anymore. My roots are my feet, and I need to plant my roots in the root cellar in order to get my steps in. If I was at the beach, what weather would I want? I would probably want a weather that makes me feel like I'm inside my root cellar. So I would want dark.
Dark.
I would want damp.
Hold on. Let me write this down.
I would want dark and damp. Dark. Yeah, if you could write that down. I would love a dark, damp, enclosed day at the beach.
Oh, my God.
Fuck it.
Excuse me.
God bless you.
I'm not used to the outside air. Thank you.
Okay. Contestant number three. If you took me to a movie, what candy would you get me?
Oh, okay. Well, this is an awesome question, and I'm so glad you asked it.
It's a fine question.
First of all, this is one of the best questions I've ever received.
It's not great.
And no, and I just, it's not every day that someone, ow, 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 ow. I'm so sorry. I sometimes get hit, and that's what you were experiencing there. And so if I were to take you to the movies, first of all, I want to be clear, we would be AMC Stubbs A-list. And so I do treat that very seriously. And so we would be cutting directly to the front of the line.
Oh.
I would get you something sticky. I would get you something a little bit sticky, because since my sense of smell is so heightened, I like to heighten my partner's.
Oh, wow. Oh, well, that sounded sticky.
I can find the hole.
Gosh. Oh, my gosh. So you're a pet owner.
Yes.
It's amazing to learn so much about you. I'd get you something sticky because I do find that I like it when my penis has, when someone touches it, it feels sticky. So that's what I do. And then I would hope, cross my fingers, that we were going to see The Parent Trap. And that's, I won't see a movie unless it was that. And that would be a perfect date. Again, amazing question. It's not every day you hear something like that. And I get to tell you about how I love my penis to feel sticky.
Well, I hope
Ow!
I get, sorry. Ow! There's that hitting.
That happens sometimes.
Well, I hope to get your penis icky sticky. All right. So now do I pick?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you feel like you can.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think the dating game needs a host. Like, this is just like the Golden Globes and such. Like, we don't need a host. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, it's come down to you three as my.
Wow.
My date potentials. Everyone? Yes, out of everyone, it's finally come down to the final three. Congratulations, you've made it this far.
Thank you.
You made it to Hollywood.
I think I will have to say that I will choose to go on a date with Hole.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I want to see more Hole.
Such a surprise.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Thank you.
Congrats, Hole.
Thank you. Yes, this hole. Is such a surprise.
Yes, Hole.
Yes, Hole.
Thank you. Thank you.
Go off Hole.
Thank you.
Falafel.
I'm not going to be going off falafel. Yes, thank you.
Falafel.
Falafel. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Falafel.
I look forward to finding your hole and showing you my hole. Thank you. Yeah. It is fall off.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
that was so good. I'm so happy for whoever that hole is.
Hole, yeah, bucket, and Bauhaus. That's that was good stuff, huh? Yeah.
Huh?
I really want to thank you for coming here, for sharing your vulnerability.
Mm-hmm. Your seed.
A perfect stinker.
Thank you for sharing your seed with us.
Take my seed.
Don't. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Do what you will.
And thank mm-hmm. Yeah.
No judgment.
I just want
some judgment.
Thank you.
We each received
us.
A little envelope before the podcast started recording mm-hmm. from you with your seed, and we appreciate it.
Yep.
No, but in all seriousness, that was a bit of a joke.
Yeah.
John, thank you so much for doing the podcast today. It's just been such a treasure, a pleasure, a gift.
A treasure, pleasure. This has been a real treasure, pleasure. Is there anything that you would like to promote?
Like my Instagram.
And if it's just your seed?
Yes,
thank you. And here's what I'll say. Likes are free.
Yeah.
Likes are free, folks.
Don't you love it when you post something and then you just sit back and let the likes roll in?
Oh, yeah.
It's like a slot machine just you know?
Yeah. If likes were cash, I'd have a little bit more cash. That'd be nice.
That'd be awesome. That is awesome. That was said so awesome. So yeah, thank you. You rock. Everyone like John's Instagram and falafel.
Thank you, Maggie, for saying falafel.
Thanks, Maggie.
Stinkers.